And that sound you heard yesterday was high schoolers in Maryland cheering as that state decided to remove the parallel parking requirement from the road test, joining Virginia and D.C. The Maryland MVA says, it's redundant. We already have a reverse two-point turnabout, same skills. But wait, what if someday you need the magic never-fail K-turn? Georgina Ewing owns the Perry Hall Driving School in Baltimore. Georgina, you say what on no more parallel parking?
Well, unfortunately, I think they do need to have that skill. Not everyone has a driveway to pull into or will do a perpendicular park.
Mm-hmm.
And as we travel out and about in our ventures, either even into other states, we may be in a position where we have to parallel park the car.
Sure.
So it's definitely not something that can't hurt us.
Well, some teachers in your area are telling reporters it's being eliminated because people can't do it. There's such a fail rate. But that idea that it's needed, big debate in my extended family, especially when my nephew somehow caught the front of my bumper on the back of the car he was trying to parallel park next to, ripping my bumper off like a tuna can lid. But he kept saying, well, I don't need to do this. You say they do.
Well, yeah, I think it's a skill that's important. It allows them to learn gas and brake control, their mirrors, things of that nature. And what happens when they get to a place where they have to park, they have no other options, and they don't know that skill. And you had mentioned earlier about the fact that the MBA said, you know, that people are failing the test. And I think that has a little bit to do with this, in that they're failing the test. Therefore, they have to do it again, which means the MVA has to reschedule the person who failed. That takes more time, more labor, more hours. And as much as I'm not wanting to talk against the MVA, the bottom line is that costs them money when they have to retest someone over and over again.
Huh. So you think that's the reason? Well, they say they have this two-point turnabout, which I assume is being able to turn or, you know, change your direction. But don't you agree that there is an easy way to do this? I was taught this K-turn. It's you know, maybe we'll explain it at the website, but you basically line up your headrest with the back of the car that you're parking next to, and then you turn one way. It works every single time.
Yes, there are reference points that are used when we teach kids to parallel park where they have to know where to stop the car, how much to turn the wheel. They look over their shoulder. There's lots of different ways you can parallel park. Some schools have you look in the driver's side mirror. Some have you look over your left shoulder out the back window, and you're looking for the reference points of the car that you're behind,
yeah,
which is represented by cones at the MVA. And this is the kind of stuff that we teach in driver's ed. And the MVA is wanting us to continue to teach the parallel park in driver's ed, which we will do. But I'm going to be honest with you. There will be a lot of schools that will say, oh, I'm not going to take time to do that. They're not going to test them for it.
Yeah. Well, by the way, do you think all of this is going to be a moot point? Because we're talking about driverless cars. Do you think you're going to be obsolete?
I think eventually we will. I think eventually driver's ed is going to be something, and it's already done in many states, where it's going to be online. And then you're going to go down and take a driving test at any wherever location, and that's it. The driverless cars and the technology today is turning us into robots.
Well, not me. I am so proud of my K-turn that I parallel park even when I don't have to, just to demonstrate it. Georgina Ewing owns the Perry Hall Driving School in Baltimore. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you for your time.